The World Played Chess by Robert Dugoni, performed by Robert Dugoni and Todd Habercorn.
To all the men and women who served in the Vietnam War, heroes, every one of them. The world played chess while I played checkers. Origin and attribution debated. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish things. 1 Corinthians 13:11. Prologue. A purpose, I have learned, is rarely found, but revealed. Only when I do not search does a purpose become clear. So it would be with William Goodman's journal. I had no idea why he sent it to me, but his purpose would reveal itself in time. William mailed the journal he kept in Vietnam in a 5x8 manila envelope addressed simply to Vincenzo, without my last name, Bianco. Scrawled in blue ink, the crude numbers and letters appeared rushed, as if William had quickly written the name and my Burlingame address, perhaps worried he might change his mind before he mailed the envelope. He did not provide his name or a return address, but I knew the sender. I had not heard that version of my name in nearly 40 years, nor had I seen or spoken with the only person who had routinely used it. William's package arrived on a Saturday, via regular mail, with 8 American flag postage stamps in the upper right corner. That caught my attention. I opened the envelope with more than a little curiosity and pulled out a rectangular tiger chewing tobacco tin. The orange and gold leaf scratched and aged, and the 4 corners, one of which had a dent, displaying flakes of rust. I held the tin like a religious relic, uncertain what it could possibly contain or if I wanted to open it. After a moment of contemplation, I popped the lid. Beneath a folded sheet of paper, the kind once kept by a telephone to scribbled hurried notes and phone numbers, I found a 3x5-inch black hardcover notebook, the lined sheets filled with the same harsh handwriting as on the envelope. I unfolded the sheet and noted an illustration of a birdhouse with an American flag above the round entry hole. Again, it seemed as incongruous with the William I had known as the patriotic stamps. The note, however, was vintage William. Humor with a seriousness lurking beneath his words.